'Tis the season for giving, and besides one of those 12-foot-tall skeletons from Home Depot, a great gift for haunters this season is recognition for all of their hard work. Because at the end of the day, we're all entertainers, and we do like feeling appreciated for what we do and recognized for what we do. And so today's show is a little different. We're bringing on Nora and Tyler from The Scare Factor, and they're going to be presenting the awards from their team, Team Zombillies, for the 2020 Halloween season. You know, Nora and Tyler's site, The Scare Factor, is pretty infamous in the industry, and they put a lot of work every season into not only cataloging haunts that are out there, but organizing review teams all across the country to go out and experience haunts, to write honest reviews. And those honest reviews help make people decide whether or not to go to haunts. I love the work that they do, and since they weren't able to have a big party this year like they usually do to present the awards, they are presenting them online, of course, and we are bringing them here to you. The other thing I like about them is there's a great community feel to them. You know, you can really tell that Nora and Tyler visited all of these places and that they know everyone, and the camaraderie for the community that is the haunt community really shines through in this. It also kind of feels like those high school awards that we went through, where they are very oddly specific about particular people and situations, which I think is very indicative of the industry. So without further ado, here is Nora and Tyler from The Scare Factor presenting Team Zombillies Awards for the 2020 Halloween season.
Hi, we're Tyler and Nora from Team Zombillies. So we have quite a few awards to give out tonight. We'll start with the funniest scare. The funniest scare goes to Hysterium Haunted Asylum in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
And specifically, Bobby and Benny.
Oh my God. We walked into this place and they were the first ones to greet us at the door. And I'll just say they were in underwear and that was it.
If offering you candy bars and urine,
lemonade.
Is an introduction, then these guys did a wonderful job.
They definitely have some crazy patients in there.
Yes. Congratulations to Hysterium for the Funniest Scare Award. Next on the list is the Best Clowning Around Award, and that goes to
Grissom Maze of Terror in Peru, Indiana.
Yes, congratulations, Grissom.
The clowns in there were very interactive. And one of them particularly got really upset because I wasn't laughing at his jokes.
Come to find out, clowns have an inherent built-in need to be laughed at in order for them to survive. And this guy made that very clear to us. And we weren't sure if we weren't getting out of his scene until we laughed.
And not only that, he had a surprise for us and it resulted in me jumping off the floor. So that's why, it's Best Clowning Room. Our next award is the Best Use of Fog Award, and it goes to
House of Trepidation in Indianapolis, Indiana. And they got this Best Use of Fog Award. They had an amazing effect. Now, we've seen it at a couple of places, but this one took it to an extra little level. They had one of those fog curtains where it comes down in front of you and dissipates, and they had a projector behind it putting an image on the fog curtain.
But this year, there was something else waiting for us on the other side of that fog.
Yes, there was.
So it made it, it really rounded out the whole scare.
We won't ruin exactly what it was, but it matched what was on the projection. So that was beautifully executed. Good job, House Trepidation.
We are giving out a new award this year. Mm-hmm. This one is the Scariest Animatronics.
Not just animatronics or special effects, Scariest Animatronic. Now, a lot of haunts have animatronics, and to go above and beyond and make them actually, or focus a lot of scares on the animatronics, that's a pretty cool feat. And that award is going to Nightmare on Edgewood in Indianapolis, Indiana. Congratulations, Nightmare on Edgewood.
There was a time when I looked down, and all I felt was a chomp. And I looked down, and my arm was inside the teeth of something. I just literally got eaten.
By an animatronic.
Our next award is another new one for this year. It is the Best Sliders Award. And it goes to Wicked World Scare Grounds in Nicholasville, Kentucky.
Congratulations, Wicked World.
Yes, they had two sliders when we were there in their queue area while we were waiting in line. Mm-hmm. And both of them were just all over the place shooting sparks. One of them was also twirling a chainsaw sometimes.
Every time we turned around, we heard somebody piling on the ground.
And they were scaring people right and left. They'd come out of the porta potties and they'd slide toward them. They were sliding under the rope for the queue line. I mean, they were all over the place. Our next award goes out to the best vortex tunnel.
Vortex tunnels are getting a little bit common too. So to find one that, you know, stood out above and beyond all the rest of them and had a really great effect, that's a pretty good achievement as well.
And this particular one had like a group of 15 people holding on to the rails because it was so dizzying that we were like, oh my God.
Had an interesting way of making it look a lot longer than it was too. Now, some of you guys that go to a lot of haunts might realize how they put mirrors at the end and kind of make it look a little bit longer. Well, these were really flat and straight mirrors, so you really couldn't tell they were mirrors, and they turned a double vortex into like a triple.
Yeah.
You made it look like so. And that award is going to Fear Itself in Mishawaka, Indiana, however you say it. Specifically the Dark Circus attraction, because they've got multiple haunts there. So congratulations to the Dark Circus at Fear Itself.
And we have another award for Fear Itself. That would be the most realistic scare. And that is going to Ward 13 for their Dropbox scare. And we don't want to ruin any surprises, but there was some sort of boxes in an area.
It might have been stacked a little bit too tall.
And they didn't stay stacked.
Nope.
So it got about six of us at one time.
Which makes you think, though, they were standing up there for however long, and then they just happened to fall right when we walked. This next award is going out for the Most Unique Costumes Award. Now, a lot of haunts have their own twist and turn on costumes, so everybody's unique in that aspect. But some of them, especially these ones, are just totally beyond and not like anything that you see at a lot of haunts. And that haunt is Grim Trails in Louisville, Kentucky. Their whole haunt is themed around fairy tales and these mythical creatures. And having those costumes that are custom made just for those kinds of characters was really refreshing to see. You know, it's not just your typical zombies or clowns or movie characters or something like that. They were really special and unique, so we thought they were very deserving of the Most Unique Costumes Award.
And Grim Trails receives another award, and that award is the Scariest Duo.
Now, a duo, what we're calling a duo, is a pair of actors that are working together.
Actors, actresses.
And
this particular one goes to Goldilocks and the Bear. And this was the main scene that we encountered, like the first main scene that we encountered at Grim Trails. And we walked into, you know, this building, and Goldilocks come running up to us, frantic.
She's all begging for help and
help. Yes. Get me out of here. And then all of a sudden, this giant bear grabs her and throws her up against the wall.
Her legs just smacked against the wall. I think she had knee pads on and stuff, so she'd been doing that pretty consistently.
Yeah, and then we looked at that bear, and he came after us with a weapon, and we're like, uh-oh, it's time to shag butt out of here.
The next award on the list is for the Best Chainsaw Scare Award. Now, we left this one pretty vague for a reason, because you see chainsaws quite a bit at a few haunts, so we wanted to make sure that we could give an award to kind of the best as far as chainsaws and those kinds of scares go. So we felt this award was pretty appropriately named for that. And that award is going to the crew on the Middletown Haunted Trail at Land of Illusion. Congratulations, you guys. They were, there was probably four or five of them all came out at once.
One of them came from above, like he jumped down, like right in front of us.
Just all
and
over
they,
the place.
Not only do they chainsaw scare, and they're very close, like they get as close to you as they can, especially for COVID this year, but they also interact verbally. And we don't see that a lot with chainsaws because they're running a gas-powered machine that makes a lot of noise. But even if they can tell, like, okay, they're not scared, several of them will, like, stop and continue scaring verbally. So it's very cool to see that with a chainsaw scare, because a lot of times, like us, we try to run from them and we'll be like, ah! But we don't want to run, because that's like rule number one in a haunted house, don't run. But we can tell that they're like, oh, they're not scared. So then they just turn around and walk off. And these guys do not do that. They've never done that. So we felt like they really deserved this award.
Absolutely.
The Land of Illusion gets another award.
And that award is the Most Challenging Maze. Now, the mazes aren't as common, but when you see them, it's hard to find one that actually has, you know, a lot of dead ends and is a true maze and not, you know, just kind of a annoyance almost.
Especially if they're empty and don't have actors and anything for customers. Like, we've seen a lot of people at mini mazes that are getting pretty frustrated being in them. Mm-hmm. And this one probably could be frustrating to some because it did not have actors, but it had some really creepy sounds and it had strobes and it was dark. And it was very hard to find your way out. I know we went the wrong way at least like 5 times. So we felt that they did the best job at executing their maze.
Yeah. Even though there's not like a whole lot of actors or anything in there, there were things that made you think there might be actors. Mm-hmm. And so that was a pretty cool effect. And it was their new haunt this year, Big Mama's Revenge. Yep. So congratulations and good idea starting up Big Mama's Revenge at LOI this year.
Our next award is the Best Hiding Spots Award. And this award is going to
Necropolis Underground in Indianapolis, Indiana. This place was just absolutely packed full of hiding spots. Every single haunt we went through, they were just crawling out of the woodwork, especially at first one. I think that first haunt down there has been there maybe the longest. But you could really tell that, like, and even talking with some of the managers and stuff after this, the whole haunt was basically just built around the actors being able to get to and from and getting multiple scares out of a few actors. So
yeah, and
they were coming out of furniture, drop panels. They say they go through drop panels right and left.
Mirrors and doors. Piano, above piano, so they could just reach an arm through and play the piano and disappear.
You wouldn't see nothing, just little fingers coming out and play the piano.
Yeah, and when we talked to management afterwards, they informed us that there was basically like over 300 hidey holes that actors can interact with.
So many hidey holes.
Yes.
And they used them very well this year. So congratulations to Necropolis.
And Necropolis gets another award.
Get another one. This one's a big one.
Yes.
It is the Scariest Actor Award out of all the actors we went to.
Or saw. There was probably, I mean, we went to 27 haunts or something along those lines this year. And I would say we saw
Several hundreds, at least,
if not 1,000 actors and actresses. And this was a tough award to give. It's a tough award to give every year.
Mm-hmm.
But this one particular actor at Necropolis just kind of blew everybody else out of the water.
He's very enthusiastic. We could almost even tell he was maybe losing his voice a little bit, but he might sound like it all the time.
And on the night we visited, he was everywhere.
You know, we saw him all through the haunt.
He was always around us somewhere, and I'm not sure if he can interact with everybody like that, but he did with us, and he scared us, like, over and over and over again.
It's got to go to this guy, and his character name is Baron Samedi. He's in the kind of voodoo haunt, and, I mean, he had a real snake while he was out in the queue line interacting with us. His whole outfit and everything looked great. He was sicking his demons on us the whole way through there, and they were coming out.
He was just walking through there going, "Demons!" And we're like, "Oh, shit."
He's like, "We're getting ready to get
And they would they would listen to him, and they're, like, attacking us, and we're like, "Oh, my God."
The next award is for the most interactive queue entertainers. Now, this goes out to a haunt that really took the entertainment outside the haunt and made sure that everybody waiting in line was entertained as well with actors.
We had almost as much fun outside watching the characters as we did watching the characters inside. Like, they were so fun. And they would, like, if you were videotaping, they would come up behind you and interact and totally stay in character the entire time. Two of them were running around. One was running away from one, and the other one was in search of the other one.
So they were, that old guy running around here? He's about this tall. And
they were spraying us with poison.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to kill us with a chainsaw and a real hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just didn't stop the whole time we were in line. And we had visited this haunt earlier in the season just because they were open and earlier than everybody else. So we went through, you know, in the beginning of the season without a review. And we saw the entertainers doing the same thing then, too. So it was really cool to see how interactive they were this year.
And being consistent with being interactive. So.
And this award is going to the American Horrorplex in Louisville, Kentucky.
Congratulations to the American Horrorplex. Horrorplex is getting another award this year also. And this one's based on our team's score when we went through and reviewed. And that award is the Highest Rated Cast Award. kind of goes along with the entertainers. That same energy was just flowing all throughout the rest of the haunt too. And just everybody was literally coming out of the woodwork and down off the walls and banging.
They were
on
balls
all
to the walls.
They were balls to the walls. Mm-hmm. It's safe to say. So congratulations to American Horrorplex for those two wonderful awards. This next haunt is getting not one, not two, but three awards.
Three.
Those are the hardest haunt to escape alive, the most unnerving sound effects, and the scariest actress award. This haunt is Unreal Nightmares in Jasonville, Indiana. Kind of a hidden gem this one is, I think.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
The reason we gave it the Hardest Haunt to Escape Alive award is because they are starting to do some escape room type stuff during the off season, and they did a really cool job of integrating that into the entire haunt. It's not just a straight walkthrough. You go in and get boo scares and all this stuff. They really make you interact with the scenes and even some of the actors as you're going through. And I mean, we had to physically open doors and find codes to unlock, you know, mechanical locking doors.
Mm-hmm.
We had to work with the props to get codes. Don't want to ruin how any of that goes down, but they had
secret doors. Yeah, we had to look for things, and as we were looking for things, there was a point where there was a butcher that seems to me like he's 7 foot tall, mm-hmm. and he's standing there throwing metal objects across the room because he's getting perturbed that we aren't getting through that area fast enough, and mm-hmm. we're like, it just built that anxiety to get the heck out of there, and we couldn't because we weren't able to find what we were...
We can't figure out how to get out.
Yeah, or the doors are just not simply, you know, your normal doors. So anybody that has been here before would understand exactly what we're saying. So that's why they get that award.
If you're wondering where this haunt is, because they're kind of off the beaten path, Jasonville, where the heck's that? they're in kind of southwest central Indiana. So... maybe an hour, hour and a half or so from Indianapolis, give or take. Mm-hmm. So if you're in anywhere around central, south central Indiana, definitely take the trip west and go check out Unreal Nightmares. Yes.
Their most unnerving sound effects award, that's the second time they've gotten this one. They got this one last year too.
Mm-hmm.
And the sounds in this place, like first they make them.
Mm-hmm.
And second, some of them are so... skin crawling.
Freaking
that
creepy.
That I walked or turned around a door to go down a hallway and the sounds just hit me and I was like, whoa. And I turned around and Tyler was gone and I went back through the door and to find Tyler because I wasn't going to continue down that hallway by myself.
Refused to go forward.
The next haunt gets four awards.
Dum, dum, dum. The first award that they are getting is the Best Makeup Award. That one's also based on just the makeup score that we give in our score sheets. So this haunt has actually gotten this award for the past few years, too. If you know who you are, we're getting ready to spill the beans here. But they also, kind of along the same lines, got the highest rated costuming award. And the highest rated customer service award, and the highest rated theme award. So those are all based on scores, and they deserve every single one of them. That haunt is the Devil's Attic. Congratulations to the Devil's Attic.
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. One of the things that we thought really set the makeup apart this year was the use with the COVID masks and things. So some of them had like the fabric style ones. Some of them had more tighter fitting like gaiters and stuff. But every single one of them, I believe, was all airbrushed and custom made for the makeup on the face too. So they were all practicing putting them on and off and keeping it in the same spot. That way the lines would all match up and everything. And that really came through when we were going through.
Yeah, we didn't notice any loose ends. They were still using prosthetics mm-hmm. and... there were a few characters in there that when they were using the gaiters, it was almost like it took more of the human aspect out of their characters,
mm-hmm.
and it made them just a lot more believable. Like their snake character is one in particular that I remember
like
standing
kinda made
out
them
like that.
Better than they might have been without the makeup. So that was a really cool achievement. And
yes,
that kind of rolls right into the whole costuming part. Every one of them, they've just got all kinds of details and stuff ingrained in their entire outfits. They're very layered. Very authentic looking. They're not just wearing, you know, black cloaks and popping out of corners and stuff. They've developed a story around each of their characters, and they don't use very commonly used characters.
Mm-mm.
So when we're able to pick those guys out, just based on their looks and kind of mixed with the scenes and stuff, that makes for some really believable costuming. So, and then also the customer service award that they're getting. They were doing a fantastic job with COVID stuff this year. Everybody we talked to was super friendly. The haunt was very safe. Once you get in the building, it's just a flat concrete floor, basically. So there wasn't any like trip hazards or anything like that.
They had a lot of signage outside the building, made it easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Very easy to just get around the place. And So congratulations on that one. And then the highest rated theme award, that goes to a haunt that really puts a lot of effort into their backstory, creating a good, believable backstory, and then integrating that into the haunt and making that shine through as
to
you're going through the haunt.
To where most customers can understand what that theme is before they completely enter, so they're more immersed in the attraction.
And they do a great job of getting that, making sure customers know what the theme is, because in the very first room, you meet the devil. He tells you why, you know, you're getting ready to see what you're going to see, which is his collection of the most evil souls.
I'd say Tyler can
quote
him.
Of all time. I can, yeah, we've been going to the Devil's Attic. I think they started as a haunt as soon as we started reviewing, and we've been going to them every year since. Can't ever wait to go back. And so they've always done a great job of executing that theme.
And they have characters in there that you would definitely expect to see in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are brutal, and they want to kill you or suck your blood or turn you into a werewolf or use you as their next experiment that might have something to do with mouth to ass.
The human
I mean, there's some crazy shit in there. So the next haunt is also receiving 4 awards.
The first of those awards is the Most Believable Haunt Award, and that one's also based on scores.
That was a new award that we decided to do this year. It's based on, I think, 4 different scores pulled out of the score sheet averaged together between all haunted houses that we reviewed.
So based on those aspects, we thought that when they combined together would create the most believable experience, and that's why these folks are getting it. The next award that they're getting is the Best Introduction Scene Award. The next one is the Best Outdoor Scenes Award. So this is an outdoor haunt. And a lot of haunts, or a lot of outdoor haunts specifically, seem to struggle with getting something built outside that can withstand the elements and still look very realistic and create an immersive experience that suspends your disbelief.
Yeah, and you don't even feel like you're outside in parts. I mean, in some parts are supposed to be outside, but other parts you can't even, you're not even paying attention to that. And then their last award is actually Best Finale by Score as well. And it was surprising to us that the same haunt received the best intro and the best finale.
This haunt is, take it away,
The 13th Hour in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Congratulations to the 13th Hour.
Yes. And so in their introduction scene, we've been in there with a different group, I think, every year we've attended. And it always gets all of them all the time, but there's lights, there's sounds, it introduces the theme. There may or may not be things in there that are real. can't ruin the surprises. It's decorated well.
Really great sound system in there, too. And the sound system is kind of what does the theme introduction, too. And so just hearing all that with everything that you're seeing going on around you and watching the customers, watch them get scared, you know?
And in the past 2 seasons, Lady Cartalker has been the character that interacts with us in there. And, you know, she's the keeper of time. So she's like, tick. I can't do it like her, but she does a very, very good job of it. And as soon as you see her and what goes on in this room, you're like so excited to enter because you know this is going to be a very good show.
And it is. So congratulations again to the 13th Hour. And so for the Best Finale Award, this one was, they've had one of the best finales that we've seen here for several years now. I can't remember if they got the awards or not, but they've always been very, very good at it. In the past, it's just been like this dark tunnel, and you wouldn't think that would be a real great finale, but it's so dark, and then the sounds that they put in there with it, it's like the sound of a heartbeat, and then you can't
see
your hand in front of your face.
And you're split up. Some people get split up, so you've lost your sense of hearing, you've lost your sense of sight, both of which you mostly keep off and on throughout the haunt. So then when you get to this section, they make sure that they really get under your skin and bring out that overall finale by putting several of those sense stealers together. So then, like, not only do they maybe split you up, but you have to go through this by yourself, and you literally cannot see your hand in front of your face. I've tried it. Right. I can't see it.
They put things in there that'll touch you as you're going through, so it's pitch black, and you're like, oh, what the heck was that? You know?
Yeah, and then this year, they added a purgatory section. Mm-hmm. So that made it more interactive for those that got to go in that area, and it was pretty interesting because either way, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. They can send you one of two ways, but both ways result in death. Like, we're ghosts right now. So if you can't see us very well, I apologize, but these haunts just keep killing us. But
incorporating the whole point of being dead and mm-hmm. having the purgatory thing there, and so in the actual new scare they added at the very
end, we're not gonna bring, but they added an actual, like, a double tap scare, which we love double taps mm-hmm. and triple taps if you can get them. We've seen them. I know you can do it.
There's an actual scene that wasn't just pitch black at the very end.
Yes, and there's a double tap in there, and it's hard to expect.
Mm-hmm. So
kudos.
Very good 13th hour.
Yes. And the last haunt to receive awards this year is receiving five
awards.
We tried our best not to give out too many to the same ones, but sometimes it happens.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, all five of them are based on score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those awards are the highest rated haunt award. Now, it's from our team.
Team Zombillies.
The highest rated atmosphere, special effects, the scariest haunt, so based on scare factor, and the highest rated value award. So those are a lot of really big, really good ones to have. And that haunt is the Haunted Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. The hotel's been around for, this was actually their 30th year, I believe. And so there's no surprise that they're getting at the top of their game, and they just keep getting better and better every year. We never know what to expect when we're going through. They always change up several scenes.
They find the most intense characters.
Oh my god!
One way or another, I'm not sure what they feed them in there. The hotel dinner must be pretty spooky.
It's Monster and Red Bull.
I need more of that.
Right.
But they always have these characters that, and they use a lot of masks and different things that we don't see very often, to where you can look at these characters and you're just like, where the hell did that come from? Wherever it is, it's not good. That's not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm. No.
So overall, the place is always very intimidating. Like, even when you're just standing in line, they have a sliding front door. Not only is it in a real hotel building, it's multi-story, mm-hmm. but you can hear people screaming. You can watch them come fumbling out of the exit. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the line, like, close to the door opens and slams shut. And before it's your turn to enter, they knock on the inside of that door, and it just opens by itself. And you're like,
oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, we gotta go in there. Mm-mm. Like, I'm pretty sure I did not buy tickets. I think I need to get out of line now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then their elevator has gotten the best, like, scare scene from us. And it's always a pretty good scare. Like, you're stuck in an elevator and there's, you know, this really awesome actor in there that can completely navigate this elevator without touching you.
In the dark.
And he uses the dark to his advantage. And that just kind of goes all the way through the entire attraction. Mm-hmm. And this year they changed their outdoor section a lot. They added some different lighting and changed up the route, it seemed like to us. They increased the sound. Like, it was,
made some things louder and just more fulfilling, I guess. There's been times when we've gone out there and it almost feels like a little bit empty-ish in a few spots, and this year it just seems like, with the changes and the sounds, like she's saying, it just made everything feel more compact and
they were able to bring the intensity more outside. Mm-hmm. And the hotel is generally a touch haunted house, and this year they did not touch us at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a few effects touch us, but the actors did not, and they kept their distance, and they still got that scare out of us. So
congratulations for, I mean, that's just thinking outside the box, you know, figuring out how you're going to overcome these obstacles and continue to get this many awards. No small feat at all. So congratulations to the Haunted Hotel. Well, that's it for all the awards this year, guys. Thank you for sticking with us this long. Once again, I'm Tyler and Nora. We're from The Scare Factor. And thank you to all the haunts that graciously allowed our teams to come and visit you guys this year. I know everybody was sweating bullets this year. Yeah, wondering what the heck was going on. So we are very thankful for being able to come see you guys. And thank you for opening, doing what it took to get approval, and working with all the officials to make sure that all of us haunt enthusiasts could help go out and have a good time and get scared this Halloween season. Stay scary.
And that is it for today. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this was your Haunt News Briefing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you catch our shows every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you like this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes and share this episode with a friend. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. It was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production and editing by David Swope, and music provided by Chris Thomas. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox. If you have news or a story to report, drop me a line at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, everyone, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.